Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, told his disciples, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." Certainly the disciples knew of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is mentioned in the first verses of Genesis, and is featured prominently in King David's penitential psalm, "Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." They knew that the Holy Spirit creates a faith which trusts fully in God's grace, love, and mercy. After all, didn't Jesus tell Nicodemus, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit"? Jesus called the Spirit the Paraclete, a title which is often translated as helper or advocate. The Paraclete is something like a defense attorney, speaking for the accused, advising the accused, and teaching the accused. During the week after the Ascension, we wait for the coming of the Paraclete. While waiting, we prepare for our task of witnessing the truth of God's love to the sin-sickened world. Therefore, the Church prays, "O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father." May our Lord grant us the comfort of knowing the Paraclete, the Helper, comes to us for our eternal blessing. Amen.